chayvus gavre. And that's like a chayvus tefillin. Right? Chayvus tefillin is a chayvus gavre. Tefillin is a chayvus gavre. That's a chayvus gavre. Achilas matzah, achilas luluf. Yes, these things require an object, right? But your obligation is to get, that's part of your obligation, to get the object. In order to facilitate to do the mitzvah, you should go get the object. Right? That's, so those are really the two categories of mitzvahs that we have. And the mitzvahs that are neveya from the object, like mezuzah, the Rambam says very clearly, you're not mechuyev to go and facilitate it. Because the mitzvah is not to facilitate it. The mitzvah is, if you're in that situation, to have it. The Rambam is very clear. If you look in Hilchos Brachos, he brings down, he makes a very clear this distinction. He says, this is in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, in Gimel. Yesh mitzvah shodom chayiv l'shtad alil dov shigas oisam. There are mitzvahs which a person has to go and run and do them, even though they require an object. Kegoyin zok the Rambam, tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar. These are chayvus chayva. These are chayvus adam. If you show them chayva, I'll kupon them, I'll say so. If you ask mitzvahs, they ain't them chayva. So the mitzvahs that are not chayva. Kegoyin, mezuzah, umaykeh. All those mitzvahs. She'ein odom chayv. That a person is not chayv to go and run to do it. She'lushkoin, yalo yochol, lushkoin b'oil, kol yomovay b'sfineh. A person could be in an oil, or in a sfineh his whole life, he could stay on the boat. He's potter. V'chein in echayiv uvnez bayis, k'dei lasu his market. You don't have to build a home in order to have a chayiv market. So that's the Rambam. We come to Chanukah, so we have the Shaila. So what is Chanukah? Is Chanukah chayiv gavre? Is that the way to learn? If it's a chayiv gavre, you have nothing to do with the house. Nothing. Be'etzim, wherever you are, you should have a chayiv to light in a Chanukah. You don't even have to be achsanoi. You go to a restaurant, light over there. It's like Chabad style. Really? You happen to be in the street at the time, sitting on a park bench, light a menorah. So chayv to light a menorah. Right? That's one mahalach. Actually, the Tzitz Eliezer nears learning that way. He nears learning that way, the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says that those people that are camping out for the night, or soldiers, no tent, no nothing, chayv, na Chanukah, over there where they are. Right over there. You have to know how that fits with Rashi and Shabbos, because Rashi in the Sugi of Shabbos talks about Birch Zoroya, where a person makes a bracha just on seeing the menorah. So Rashi's sheet is, machlik is Rashi and Rambam. Rashi's sheet is you only make a Birch Zoroya where you're not going to light the menorah. That night. So Rashi says, what's the case of Birch Zoroya? Somebody who doesn't have a bias. He's on a boat. So Rashi implies that if you're on a boat, there's no chiv. Okay. So Tzitz Eliezer says there's another way to learn Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean you're not chayv. You are chayv on the boat. You're chayv to lie in the Chanukah on the boat. Happens to be that you can't lie. The wind is blowing. It's a practical thing. That's how Rashi, that's how he wants to learn the Tzitz Eliezer. That's how he wants to learn Rashi in Shabbos. And therefore, you see, he learns it's totally a chayvus gavra. Chayvus na Chanukah is a chayvus gavra. Where are you supposed to light it? Where you are. Where your presence is. If you have a bias, light it in your bias. If you don't have a bias, light it wherever you are. Light it. You know how many shouts I got just in the last 24 hours about people traveling? They don't have where to light. They're going to be in transit. These are people going to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to have a place to light. I have one guy call me. He's going to Israel tomorrow. He's in Lakewood. He's going first to Toronto. Then from Toronto, he's going to Israel. He's not. Tuesday is gone. He's arriving in Israel on Wednesday. He has no Tuesday night. So no, what does he do? So he called. They have like a base row. You know, like a hotline. You call there and they gave him a psak that he wasn't very happy with. Cancel your ticket. That wasn't one of the. You know, sometimes you call for a shaila. You give the Rav the options. You know what I mean? You could A or B, and if he says C, he says, I'm sorry, that wasn't on the table. That option wasn't on the table. He wanted to know, here, Toronto, this. No? Maybe the airport to put on a flashlight. Episode, which some people say, by the way. So Lamaisa, before the 9/11, pre 9/11, of Chatzkel Roth, he has a tshuva in his Zois Chanukah, a safety wrote on Chanukah, where he speaks about a plane. He says you could light on the plane, on the plane. And he says they don't let you light on the plane. You could light in the bathroom. Perfect, right? Today, they'll throw you off the plane. That's what he talks about. Where do you make the bracha? You make the bracha outside the bathroom, in the bathroom, in and out. Or you can make it, put on a flashlight by your seat. All different kinds of... But, again, the question, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, them is a guy's on a plane. He's chayiv right over there. Wherever you are, you're chayiv. Yes, Chazal will, no question, Chazal will chayiv by bias. Because that's your kviyas. But if you're without a kviyas, if you don't have that ability, because it's really a chayv azadim, it's really a chayv on you. Now, if you look at the Gemara, so that's one category of mitzvahs. So if we look at Ner Chanukah like a chayv az gavra, no problem. That's what it is. Really, every single Jew has a mitzvah to light a menorah. If you're in one family, you could be yaitzah with one. Everybody's yaitzah with one there, but the meikir adin without mahadrin. It's a chayv az. It's each one of us has an obligation to light a Ner Chanukah. That's one way to look at it. And the bias just happens to be the location where we light it. And if the bias is not around, you light it wherever you want, wherever you are. Wherever you can light, you light. So again, that's the tzitz. It's a chiddush nifla. Many, many poskim can hold not like that. In fact, the whole controversy, where do you light if you have makom achila and makom lina? Where do you light? What's the whole controversy? Light wherever you are. Achila, lina, wherever you are, light the menorah. So you see that it's not so simple. Not only that, the Taz brings down that if somebody goes somewhere, he's eating by his shver, and he's sleeping in his own house, so the Taz says to light by your shver is like lighting in the street. Meaning you're not yaitzer with that. So it's like oimin brachayv. Which is interesting, according to Tzitz Eliezer, oimin brachayv is not such a problem. Homeless guy has to light over there. According to Tzitz Eliezer, the guy's a homeless guy. He sleeps on the streets. He has a chiv nechanaka in the streets. This is nechanaka. It's nothing to do with bias at all. That's the way that Tzitz Eliezer understands. Bias is yet. He's agreeing. They told you to light it by your bias, if you have one. There are issues with this. Tosfos himself in Sukkah Mem Vav, he asks, why would he misakan brichas haroya by Chanukah more than other mitzvahs? And Tosfos says, well, the reason why they misakan brichas haroya, because they're people without a bias. They can't light. So they misakan for them a brichas haroya. Yeah. So really, according to the tzitz, who cares if he doesn't have a bias? Light wherever you are. Wherever you are, light. So you have to matra say, a guy not doesn't have a house and doesn't even have a place to light. He's so misplaced that he doesn't even have a vinkle, you know, some corner, some place where he could go and light him in there. That's his view. The Gemara starts, the Gemara says, Mitzvah is Ner Chanukah and Ner Ishu Beis. So puts in the word bias. Right there. Mitzvah is Ner Chanukah and Ner Ishu Beis. The Pnei Yeshua says, right here in the Gemara, why does it say Beis? Eh? He says, because Chanukah is Me'ein Choyvas HaBayis. It's like an obligation. He says he deviates. It's not mamish on the house like mezuzah. But it is linked to the home. It is linked to the home. Another raya to this is on Daf Chav Gimel, the famous sugya of Achsanoi. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheish is Achsanoi Chayiv b'Ner Chanukah. A guest is Chayiv b'Ner Chanukah. Right? So, the obvious question is, of course, and I'm saying, why not? Why would a guest not be Chayiv b'Ner Chanukah? He's not home. He's living by somebody else now. He's Chayiv in Tfilin. He's Chayiv in Matzah. He's Chayiv b'Ner Chanukah. What's the Chiddush? So the Ran, on this Gemara, the Ran says, the loy tema, you shouldn't think that it's a chayvah's bias like mezuzah. Meaning, achsanoi is not chayv in mezuzah. If you have a guest in the house, it's not chayv in mezuzah. So the Ran says that the chiddush of Rav Sheish is, loy tema, you shouldn't think that it's like mezuzah. So clearly, the Ran, Pnei Yeshua is saying it's like a chayvah's bias. has the Bnei Yeshua. But he doesn't say it is. The Ran is saying, the Ran is also seems to be saying Bnei Yeshua. Because if it's not like a Chayvah's Bais, why would you think that you only have to light it if you have a house? So the Bnei Yeshua actually, Bnei Yeshua and the Ran really go in sync together. They really, they fit together. Bnei Yeshua is telling us it's like a Chayvah's Bais. And the Ran is saying, being that it's like a Chayvah's Bais, Sal Kedai Techamina, that if you don't have a bias and you're just living by somebody, but again, here you're not in the street. Be'echsanoi, you're living in somebody's home. You have a place where you're doing achile, shtiye, lina. You have a place. Just not your own house, but you have a place, right? So again, from the simple mashmoyis asugya, is mashma, you do need a bias. So much so that there'd be a havamina that if you're a guest, you're not chayev. Chiddush is that achsanoi is chayev. Because achsanoi does have a bias. He's the only bias. But he has a place. It's not his own personal home. But he has a... Now, that would be the simple way to learn. But, so it comes out that this is a little bit of an androgynous. Okay? It's not like a mitzvah that's on the bias like mezuzah. And it's not like a chayv that has nothing to do with the bias like the Tzitz Eliezer. It's a hybrid, right? So we have to understand, obviously there's a lot of halachic ramifications that have to be analyzed about this, meaning, taka, what does a person do? He's traveling. Does he have an obligation? Does he have an obligation to go now and rent a hotel room for the night? Have a place to light. See, if it's like a mezuzah, of course not. I don't have to get myself a bias to hang a mezuzah. If I have a bias, I have a mezuzah. There's no mitzvah for me to find a home to hang a mezuzah on. Right? There's no such obligation. So if it's like mezuzah, of course not. Rav Yashiv says for Tov HaPashut that Chanukah is a chayv is gav, it's a chayv on you. But like I'm saying, it's a hybrid. You need a bias. It doesn't say like the tzitz. You need a bias. So he says, you mechuyiv to rent a room. And he goes to the next step. He says, and now how much do you have to spend? Let's say the only thing in the neighborhood is the Waldorf Astoria. That's all there is. And you don't have mileage. Okay? It's the Waldorf Astoria. So, and the cheapest room they have now is $2,000 a night or $2,500 a night. Zokter v'liyashiv. Obligated. Shoyel o'moy chiksusay. Just like you have to sell or rent your garments to buy oil to light an Erech Hanukkah, you have to sell or rent your garment to get a room. Yeah. I asked Rav Yashiv about this. Here's this Pesach Bishmoy, I asked him. He said, it's a Pashut. He didn't feel he needs any Raya. It's a Pashut like that. Right? Clearly, he's of the view it's a Chayv Gavra, because if it won't be a Chayv Gavra, you have no Chayv to do it. I have no home, I'm Potter. It's a Chayv Gavra. But you need a home to light it. So what do you, it's like oil. The house is like getting the oil. So get yourself a house. Get yourself a house for tonight and light it. Rabbi Asher Weiss from Eretz Yisrael, he quotes this Rav Yashiv in his Sefer, and he says he strongly, he can't hear such a thing. Right? He says, how could that be? He says, so you mean to tell me that if somebody doesn't have an arm, he'd be chayiv to buy an arm to put on film, assuming that you can get a real arm. Yeah. So you can get a real arm. Right? Would you be chayiv to get an arm to put on film? So I met up with him in Eretz on my last trip there. And I said, yeah. You're bringing a guy, and I'm like Rav Yashiv from film. I would say yes. If a guy would be able to walk into the store and pick up an arm. Halachic arm. That's what he's talking about. Halachic arm. Okay, they're getting close to it. We're getting closer and closer to real arms, right? What they could do now with arms, it's unbelievable, right? You could feel, you could squeeze, you could. It's becoming more and more real what they could do here. I always ask the boys in the yeshiva, have a bavakama shayla. I ask them a shayla, chas v'shalom, if a guy, an accident, something happens, they knock off somebody's arm. Okay? And now, to get a perfect arm with all the trimmings, an arm that works like a regular arm, right, is $5 million. Okay. Do you have to buy one? It's a good shayla. Again, it's a good shayla. It's a shayla hopefully you should never meet again. But it's a good shayla as far as for the thinking. Because in Svara, there's a strong possibility you should have a chiv to do it. Why? Because the halach is, if you mazik somebody, we make an evaluation. How much was he worth before? How much is he worth after? Obviously, that's with the arm, without the arm, it's not going to be a couple of million dollars. In the slave market, it's a couple hundred thousand dollars, whatever. I mean, it's not going to be a couple of million dollars, right? So if you just look at what he's worth before the arm and after the arm, that's the hard way to measure the paskins. But the Nesiva says that the chiv of Bava Kam is Yashlimena, which means if you can repair, you have a chiv to repair. The fact that we make a valuation and we say you pay the difference, that's only where it's not repairable. If it's repairable, you got to bring the thing back. You understand? So should it be that they will come up with a prosthetic arm that fully functions like an arm? One could start analyzing. Well, he could give him back his arm. Now you have to do that. Maybe if that's the case, you'll be chayiv to give him back his arm, even though it costs more than the whole person is worth in the slave market. Let's say his value in the slave market is $1.5 million. Yeah? The prosthetic arm is $5 million. Could the mazik say, well, I'll buy you. Here, let me buy you. No, sorry. He took it, the arm, give me back an arm. So that was the shaila. The boys that come from New Jersey, they learn in eighth grade, but here around they learn Makis. Boys that come from New Jersey, this is the question I asked them when they come, they learn Bava Kama. So this is the question I asked them. If they can't be pushed at this, they're not accepted to the yeshiva. That's why we have very few New Jersey boys. Shall they have to be pushed?
But,
no, so it's very simple, the difference. Because tzitzis is generated, the obligation is generated by the beged. That means when you wake up in the morning, you don't have a chiv to put on a beged. Okay? You don't have a chiv to put on a beged. You don't wake up with an obligation. If you put on a beged, valid confidence, you have a chiv to have tzitzis. Right? So you don't wake up. When you wake up in the morning, you have a chiv to put on film. Where do you have a chiv to put on film? It's not my arm has an obligation to film. I, Bezalel Radinsky, have a chiv tefillin. Says the Torah, where should you put it? Wrap the shalyad on your arm. And wrap the shalosh on the head. If there would be a third, I told Olam over there, the miser with the guy who bought the tefillin in the flea market. The guy bought it in a by a bazaar. He got his, I'm really serious. There was a guy in there, so he bought a pair of tefillin for his bar mitzvah bacha, used from an Arab. It was all shy of the kashrus. This Arab was selling used stuff. The guy found a pair of tefillin. He went over to the Arab. The Arab wanted a couple hundred shekel, which still was a mitzvah. It was a nice pair of tefillin. He started bargaining with him. The Arab said, no, this is the price. He said, listen, he says, look, you have the headpiece. You have one of the arm pieces. You're missing the other arm piece. So the Arab gave it to him for 50 shekel. I'm missing one of the arm pieces. So we spoke about the shayla, what I know, whole shayla. If there's a no by a goy, the kid didn't want to wear it. So, but anyway, Lamaisa, the chiyuv tefillin, just getting back to your question, chiyuv tefillin is on me. Rather, there's a location where to put the tefillin on. Which is exactly the way of Eliyashiv is learning the chiyuv at locus minora. I have a chiyuv to line in a Chanukah. Where do I have a chiyuv to line in a Chanukah? In the bias. You don't have one? Get one. That's his point. You don't have one, get one. So that really strengthens what this younger man called me from Lakewood today. Yesterday, actually. What he called me today, Rav Eliyashiv, strengthens the problem of him doing what he wants to do. I told him the psak that you got from this Beis Hayro in Lakewood, you should know, it makes sense with Rav Eliyashiv. Okay? Because you have a chiv to have, according to Rav Eliyashiv, you have a chiv, Chanukah comes in, you have a chiv of 8 nights to light in a Chanukah. Where? Get yourself a house. You have one? What? Private jet. Well, he didn't want to hear that either. Cancellation works better. But anyway, Lamaisa, So I did give the guy an eitz. I said there is one eitz that I felt would work, and that would be, see, in the olden days I used to think, yeah, maybe you have eitz to make a shliach. In the time of Chazal, what do? You make a shliach to light for you. That taka works, right? Meaning, let's say you, in the time of Chazal, you were away from your home. No problem. Take a shliach, tell him to light the menorah by you. So in the olden days, I used to feel you could do the same thing in a house. In fact, again, in your days, I once gave him a tzin this eitz. Light by house, but by send somebody in the house. He was going to his father for Shabbos. Send a shliach to light by your window. The Nechanik. But after analyzing it, I came out that this doesn't work. Only in Eretz Yisrael does it work. Chutz La'aretz, this won't work. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're lighting hadlaka for chutz. You're lighting hadlaka for the people outside. Yeah? So there you could say, I call it, I'm not going to be around. No problem. I call Moshe. Moshe, go to my house. Make hadlaka for the people in the street. That's what I normally have to do. Now you do it for me. Yeah? But now we're lighting hadlaka for bifnim. We're lighting hadlaka for the people in the house. Yeah? So now, if your family is leaving the home, and the home is empty, it's ghost town, right? The home is empty. So that home is no chiv nechanukah. So I'm basically telling a guy to light a nechanukah in a place that's no chiv. So it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work. That's very critical. That is my, even though when you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it should work. We send a shliach. But no. The shliach only will work if you have somebody at home. So your home is still a mokum hadlaka. Now you can send a shliach to light for you in the house. So the eitz I gave this young man is if he has a chaver, the chaver should move into his house today. The chaver should sleep in his house and eat by him, become an achsanoi. So now the home is a mokum hadlaka. Now that guy could light in the bias. It's not the guy's own bias because he's not renting. He said, should I rent it to myself? No. If you rent it to him, it becomes his bias. Then you're not yaitzer with that hadlaka. It stays your bias. He should be your achzano. He should sleep by you and eat by you. And he could go into your kitchen, let him have the coffee, let him achzah chaymish. So now he's an achzano. So you can have an achzano light for you. If you're not home, you have an achzano in your house, you can call Shalom Aleichem, please light in the house for me. No problem.
Does it work for him though? That's
nice. Yeah, for sure. He's gevaldik. He's yaitzer's achzano and he's being the madlik. For him. But you can only be mishtatif in a place that you're miyuchas to. That's the problem.
Place where he's going to, he's not going to be
miyuchas. He's not there. Can't be yotze tonight if he's not there yet. The same thing once you leave. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush that once you go somewhere for Shabbos, so you become part of that mokum, right? See, even though once it's Shabbos, you're going to sleep at home. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, he's still light over there. Let's say you go to Yishver for Shabbos. You're going to sleep at home that night. So if Shlomo Zalman says you could still light by Yishver.
Either one.
But he says you could light, remember we spoke about this. You could light by Yishver because since you were there the night before, you're already Achzanoi there. Till you leave, it's your bias still. But the point is you need, so that's the eitz I gave this guy. I think that's what he's talking going to do. Have somebody move in today, become part of the bias. And then the guy will stay and light. That.
They didn't have to do it Shabbos then.
Shabbos?
You said if you're staying on Shabbos, then you could do it most of Shabbos.
That's something else. That's how long if I go away with my wife for Shabbos. Right? And now I'm traveling back most of Shabbos. So am I still allowed to light? Normally you have to light in the place where you're sleeping. Can I light there even though I'm going to go sleep at home? So Shlomo Zalman says, yes, since you slept there the night before. Till you leave, it's still your bias. No. Any achsanoi. Once you slept somewhere, that becomes your bias. But that, so basically we're coming out lemaisa, and this is mefasha both parts of the sugyas, the chaf aleph and chaf gimel, is that chayvus hadlaka is really a chayv on the person. That's taka what they were masakin the brichas aroya, because there's people without houses. They weren't masakin brichas aroya for mezuzah, because big deal. Big deal. If you don't. You don't have a mezuzah, you don't need a mezuzah. But the guy who's never without a house, he needs an echanik and he's without one. That's why we give him the birchas aroya, because he's taka, he's chaser, he's missing his echanik. So the shaila now is, Why did Chazal make such a mitzvah? Manashech. Either make it like the Tzitz Eliezer, have a little birthday cake, light the candle, wherever you are, Mazel Tov, Chavis Gavra, right? Or make a Chavis Bias, like Mezuzah. Why did they make this bias? What was the Indian of bias? What's the Yisrael of bias? So I want to tell you a machshove, just a small machshove that would give us mitzar of this to the Indian of the halacha. Which, by the way, this whole idea that it's a little bit of both ties into a lot of other sugyas also, as far as the chayv is really not the lighting of the menorah, it's having the menorah. You understand? The Ben Ishchayla Moshel Paskins, that if you have a chayla, he can't light the menorah. He's stuck, he's in bed, he can't light. So you have a shlich light. Ben Ishchay says the chayla can make the bracha. Because the mitzvah is to have the Ner Chanukah, to have one. You understand? So you have one. So even though you're not doing the igniting, you make the bracha lahat, it's a big chiddush. You could make the bracha lahat like Ner Chanukah. Even though you're not the lighter. You're not lighting the menorah. He holds you could still make the bracha. Because the mitzvah is to have the Ner Chanukah. In your makom where you are. The shaila is here, what is the machshava behind this, that the Chazal were misakin it in that oifen, that, you know, that you need a bias, even though it's not a chayvus bias. You need a bias because the bias generates the obligation. Here, really, I'm walking around, Chakafta the Gavra, have a chiv, Ner Chanukah. But Chazal connected it to the bias. Why did Chazal integrate this obligation onto the bias? What's the shaykhis? So perhaps you could say, as far like this, I mean, the Pnei Yeshua talks about the whole idea why we needed the whole Nes of Chanukah. What was the whole purpose of the Nes of Chanukah? The emissaries is Tumut Rebetzibu. They didn't need the whole Nes. B'chlam. They didn't need the miracle of Chanukah. They could have used the Tomei oil. They could have used the Tomei oil. And it would have been the Yaitz of the Mitzvah. Pnei Yeshua asks even more. There's one man that holds Tumut Rebetzibu. It's not even the Chuyit. Chuy means it's pushed off. Hutra means Shema Mishlachat Chila. When Yeshua asked, if you hold Tum Hutra B'tzibo, the whole miracle was totally unneeded. What did they need the miracle B'chlal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim. Especially that becomes the miracle that we celebrate. It's a Pelet HaGezach. That becomes now the that's what we celebrate, not the Nitzach HaMuhammad. We're not celebrating the victory of the war, at least in a direct way. We're celebrating the nace of the menorah, which wasn't even needed because it was really Tumut Rebetzibu. As it is, it was Kimat. I mean, that's how they explain Mahadran and Mahadran and Mahadran. You know, the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal Rabbi Yoel, he said, why is this the only mitzvah you have? Mahadran, Mahadran and Mahadran. You don't have to play other mitzvahs. The Chazal and Mesak and Ikim mitzvah. Then it's a Mahadran. Then it's a Mahadran and Mahadran. You don't find that. Then you have Shem and Zayas. The Hidurim by Ner Chanukah, there's no end. So Satmar Rebbe asks why. So he says a great idea. Satmar Rebbe says, he says, when the miracle happened, that year that the miracle happened, he says, think about it. This is already after they had the victory. Everybody was excited about the victory. Victory was done. Now they went into Beis HaMikdash. V'achach po v'nechol v'yoseicho. V'yoseicho lecho. Likuneiros p'chatzos koshecho. Now they lit the menorah, right? A miracle! They had Tomei oil they could have used. They didn't have to use it. They had Torah oil. It worked for the whole week. He says, imagine you walk down the street, the Satmar Rebbe says, he says, Jack, you heard what happened, Jack? He says, what happened? It's an unbelievable miracle. He says, they're not in Ace Mesa Miglish. The Torah, they had Tomei oil, but they didn't have to use it. The Torah oil lasted. So Jack goes, okay. Jack is not, his life hasn't changed. Jack's life has not changed. He may come home and share the information with his wife. He may not, depends what's going on at home. If nothing much is going on, we'll say, by the way, Sadie, I heard that in the temple, it was a miracle, the pure oil that lasted. They didn't have to use the impure oil. She goes, that's interesting. She goes, I'm also using the pure canola oil. Baruch Hashem, it's pure, it's a hekish l'machzor gewaldig. says, then you meet another guy. This guy's absurd. Guy has a tam for mitzvahs. You tell him, you know, the tar oil is, it's meaningful. He says, wow, they were able to dedicate the Beis Hamikdash to the Shem Torah. Ah, that's absurd. He comes home, he walks in the door, where he's jumping, he tells his wife, you know, says, she's excited, they celebrate it together, you know. It's a husband and wife celebration here. But Pesach Pruskin, the best story I ever heard of, Rebbe. But Pesach Pruskin, this you could say about Dovi, because I could tell you whenever I visit Dovi, okay, how do I get him out? Baruch Hashem, now he's a good matzav, but sometimes things were tough, right? So I start talking to Malonik. I visit him, I was in Maryland last week. Out of the 2 hours, I spoke to Malonik probably an hour and 45 minutes of the time that I was there. That's the Zangan Tzachiz. So you're Ramosha's Rebbe was Rebbe Pesach Pruskin. Yeah, Ramosha, you know, Ramosha's Rebbe. Who was Ramosha's Rebbe? So, you know Ramosha's Rebbe was? I heard from Rebbe Pesach Pruskin's grandson. He got up to speak by a simcha. He said, I want to tell you something about my Zayda. He said, my Zayda, when he would have a teretz on the Rambam, and it happened a lot to Pesach Pruskin's, not like some people, you know, answer one, how many times did he answer Rambam in your lifetime? You know, maybe half a time. Pesach Pruskin answered Rambams. He was in the business. He answered Rambams. Yeah? Said when my Zayda used to answer Rambams, he and his wife used to celebrate together. And they would the Babi would make a special meal, and they would celebrate the Teretz and Rambam. Yeah? But then that was very nice. But then he says, I want to tell you this. Sometimes the Zayda would come up with a Teretz in the middle of the night, and the Babi was sleeping. He would wake up the Baba. He'd wake up the Baba and he would say, Chaya, I'm the Teretz and Rambam. He said, my Baba would wake up and she'd go, Pesach, or is that Emes the Teretz? Is it Emes the Teretz and Rambam? He would say, I don't know, I just thought of it. Wake me up when you're sure it's Emes. She would go back to sleep. 2 hours later, he would go, Chaya, say Emes the Pshat. She would jump out of bed and it would be Simchas Torah. He says, what's Pshat? He says, my grandfather was a tzaddik. Wake up the grandmother in the middle of the night. He says, you don't chap. He says, if my grandfather would have waited until the morning, he would have told my Baba in the morning that he had a teretz for Hamam. The first thing she would ask him is, when did you think of it? And if he would tell her it was 2 o'clock in the morning, she would say, and you didn't wake me up? He says, in their home, it was like, imagine you wake up, now we're all older here, Baruch Hashem, and Mashir is still young. There's some a couple of young chavir here, but we're all Zaydis, most of us are Zaydis already. When you Baruch, you're also. So he said, imagine you wake up your wife in the morning, you go, by the way, we got a call from our daughter. She had a baby. When? 4 hours ago. You didn't wake me! Shatinus on you! He says, in their house, Pshat and Rambam was a Leida. There was a birth. That's it. So the Satmar Rebbe says, you go to a person who's totally ruchnis, you tell him the oil in Beis Hamikdash lasted, the pure oil lasted, he's in Gan Eden. So he says the Mahadran is not talking about Ner Chanukah. It's what kind of person you are. The Ner Shabbos is a guy, good, one Ner is enough for you. Celebrate it how much it means to you. Okay? Even then, there was varied celebrations. Purim, everybody was celebrating. The same. Right? But Chanukah Taka, everybody had a different experience. That's why Rashi over here says, by Mahadran, Rashi says, Mahadran achar ha-mitzvahs. Not talking about Chanukah. So somebody's Mahadran achar ha-mitzvahs, he has to celebrate. That's the Satmar Rebbe's idea. He has to celebrate it differently. But the question here is, what's this idea of purity? What's going on? So Rabbi Yerucham says, and Rabbi Volba says a similar idea, but really I saw it by Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham says that the Greeks, the Hashpon Klai Yisrael, was primarily, the reason why the Kohanim weren't influenced is because the Kohanim kept their home pure. There was no Greek philosophy that entered their home. So the home, he called it the Mechitzis Watar. And that's why he says, by the Greeks, we keep on saying, Portsuba Pertsus. They broke through the walls. Because the way they managed to be Mashpia Klai Yisrael was they broke the influence. their influence broke into the home. Once the influence broke into the home, it was a downhill spiral. I mean, I've said countless times here in Shul, I've explained. That's the reason why somebody who's not in Israel, Shulman Samaisers, his wife turns into a site. Right? Peladika Chazal. It's found together. Parshas Shulman Samaisers together with Satan. So Chazal say, a guy who doesn't give Shulman Samaisers to end his wife will be a site. Is that Peladika Chazal? What's a Shaykhis? The guy's cheap, so his wife turns into a site? What's a Shaykhis? What's the Midik and Egan Midik? So Ksav Seifis says, he says, why would a guy ever bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash? Saita, go through the whole thing. Just give her a get. Tarz says he can't afford a ksuba. Why can't he afford a ksuba? Because he doesn't give stock, he doesn't give truma. So asim shul shul tizaza. But that means that's not a full floor Tarz. Because that just explains why if she becomes a Saita, he won't be able to afford it. Why should she become a Saita for? Why? So I said a simple Tarz. I think it's simple. I think it's aleph base. Why did the Torah make that there's such a thing as Truma Samaisers? Why did the Torah make that the Kohen gets a paycheck from the Treasury Department? Look how makbid we are, lahavdil, on our congressmen, the COVID, that even when they do crazy things, there's like a slush fund that nobody knows about it, that pays back all the tashlum and zikin, and oinesu mafata and everything else, it gets paid as emin outside, and nobody, it's congressmen. Lahavdil elef avdolos. Why does a kohen have to be paid like a shnor? It's to come to you. Kohen is false. There should be a treasury check made out to the kohen, but they're covered. So I wanted a tiny poshut vote. The Torah wanted that your home should be connected to a kohen. Every Jew should have a connection to a kohen. If the money would just come a treasury check, then I don't have a personal connection to the kohen. The truma is not to support the kohen. There's many ways to support the kohen. The truma is a way that you connect to the kohen. Comes Chazal and say, you don't connect to the Kohen, save Shatistish. You lose the Kedusha of your home. You lose Tahar of your home. Then those should be of sight. It's not because it's cheap. It's because you're not connecting to the Kohen. The reason why Kohenech HaGdoshim, why they were able to save the door, is because their homes, they didn't allow the Greek philosophy to enter their homes. That's why they're called Kohenech HaGdoshim. So Mamela, Chazal said by this miracle, we're tying it into the bias. This miracle has to be, hadlaka has to be in the bias. Because the hadlaka has to be one that influences the environment. Because the nace happened through the tahara of the environment. And mamela, the nace is not in isolation like a birthday cake. Get a candle, light it wherever you want. No, it has to enlighten the environment. It has to be that there's a bias, that there's a mokum, that there's a kvias to which the Ner Chanukah is illuminating. That's the tahs. So as we go into the Yom Tov, we should try that our Adlokas Ner Chanukah should be in general a Ruchni is the Gaor that should be Mashpi on the whole Bayis Pechloli.
You know, Pursuminisa coming to the whole thing. The Seid of the Nes is Pursuminisa, so why...